Just a little detail from the first reading from the book of Daniel is something we repeat in every Mass, although y'all don't normally hear it. It's a prayer the priest prays during the offertory. But with contrite heart and humble spirit, let us be received. May our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, O Lord. So that quote from the book of Daniel is in every single Mass. Much of the Mass is the scriptures given to us to profess, to live from and kind of echo every time we come together. Obviously, this reading from today is a question about forgiveness, and lots of things we could talk about with forgiveness. But I was struck this morning on how the psalm says, "Remember your mercies, O Lord. Remember. Remember your mercies, O Lord. Remember that your compassion is from of old. In your kindness, remember me for your goodness, O Lord. Remember your mercies, O Lord." And then I read the story that Jesus tells, which is my story. A person who owed him a huge amount was brought before him for a day of reckoning. He was being held accountable. And as soon as we know the story, he was forgiven this huge debt, this tremendous debt was forgiven. And then what does he do? In turn, he goes to his fellow servant, and my goodness, with what exactness he demands everything. And I just wanted to say, did you forget already? You forgot so quickly. You totally forgot what you received. When I read this psalm, remember your compassion, O Lord, I feel like God wants to say, remember it yourself. Remember my mercies. Remember how many times you've been forgiven. Remember it. And let that change you, the memory of my mercy towards you. We have no problem sometimes, at least some of us, have no problem remembering our sins of yesterday. But we forget that that wasn't the whole story. And we forget to ponder, Lord, you forgave me again. Lord, I am on mercy number 65,273 this year, and it's March. It's important for us to realize the season of Lent is a time to ponder and remember how much God has forgiven me. We begin every Mass with that kind of practice. Start by humbling ourselves before the Lord. I confess to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned. I ask for God's mercy, but I remember God's mercy. I ask with trust because I remember He forgave me yesterday. And that memory does something to me. On the one hand, it helps move me with, again, Daniel, Book of Daniel, with humble and contrite heart not to sin again. I'm really sorry for my sins, and I don't want to do it again. But then it moves me to tremendous gratitude, which would lead to a life of tremendous joy if I could just keep my thoughts on what God has forgiven me, how much God has forgiven me, how many times God has forgiven me. 70 times, 7 times. And then it changes how I look at my brother's offense towards me. A little lighthearted towards his offense towards me. I don't take myself so seriously. I don't take his debt to me so seriously, because apparently God didn't take my debt to him quite so seriously. If he had, I'd be in hell yesterday. Instead, he says, here's a second chance for the 65,232nd time. We just ask the Holy Spirit to help us live this Lent in a pondering of not just my sins, but let the story finish, God's mercy towards my sins. My past is not a past of shame anymore. It should be. Instead, it's a song to God's mercy. That's my story. That's my past. Went to confession yesterday. Still going. So it's true. Like, God's mercy continues. And yes, we do. We come before the Lord with hope. Please, Lord, remember your mercy towards me. But we also hear him say, remember my mercy towards you. And live in the changed heart, the contrite heart. Live in the gratitude and live in the patience towards your neighbor that should come from that memory, living active memory of my mercy. And Jesus tells us, we come before the Mass today to do just that. Remember, do this and remember me. Amen? Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.